LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you to take advantage of the summer sale going on right now for MyPillow, MyPillow.com summer sale. Mike Lindell's building a new warehouse. He wants to get rid of the inventory in the old warehouse so they simply don't have to move it. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items in the store. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, shop away, buy whatever you want to buy, put it in the cart, go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost retail, then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space, hit apply, and see how much money you can save. If you'd like the 800 number to call or the link and promo code, just text me MP for my pillow and I'll send it to you. Love their products. The pillows, the sheets, the towels, the slippers, we love it all. So go to the website, mypillow.com, check out, put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. And again, if you'd like that information, just text me MP and I will send it to you. Very interesting situation setting up regarding the presidential debates. The most unusual presidential election in modern history does include things previous elections have featured. One of which is the posturing and bargaining over debates. Joe Biden's camp and the Democrats, it's believed many, wanted the early debate against Donald Trump. Why? Because they wanted to find out whether or not Joe Biden had the mental capacity to be their nominee before their convention, which starts a week from yesterday. This coming Monday, the 19th, guess what? The Democrat National Convention is going to start in Chicago. Kamala Harris, however you want to pronounce her name, has already gotten the nomination via a virtual call of the delegates. Now, many of you have gotten your notices already that you're going to go to county convention this Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you ran to be a precinct delegate, which I hope you did, we didn't really push it this year that much, but many of you filed, got elected on the ballot. Well, county convention is this Thursday at 7 p.m. State convention is going to be Saturday morning August 24th down in Flint, Michigan. So if you want to go to state convention this year, you only have to go to Flint. You don't have to go to Detroit, Lansing, or Grand Rapids. So here's the deal. This is what the Republicans are doing, and they wanted a debate with Joe Biden. Personally, I think it was a major mistake on Donald Trump's part. Had he not done the debate on June 27th, where President Joe Biden performed so badly that the Democrats dumped Biden as their candidate, replacing him with Kamala Harris. If Donald Trump had never agreed to debate Biden, this coming Monday, folks, August 19th, they would have been going to Chicago with Biden still their candidate. Had Donald Trump waited until he was officially nominated at their convention this coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he would then have debated the rumbling, stumbling, bumbling idiot Biden. But because Donald Trump was so eager to chomp at the bit in debating Biden after his felony conviction in New York, he wanted to prove that he still had the support of the American people. He wanted to win that debate, which he did easily. And because of it, the Democrats simply changed their candidate. Not one person voted for Kamala Harris in the presidential primaries that took place earlier this year. Michigan's was February 27th. We had the 9 days of early voting. We had absentee ballots. We had in-person voting. Donald Trump won Michigan. Joe Biden won Michigan. Kamala Harris wasn't even on the ballot, except as vice president for Biden. But because of that debate, the Democrats saw the writing on the wall, and it completely collapsed in on Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, so many of them put pressure on Biden in the Biden family. He dropped out. Kamala Harris, vice president, stepped in. Virtual convention, basically like a big Zoom meeting, took place. The vote was taken. She got the nomination. It's over. Then why are they even hosting and holding a convention in Chicago this week? Why? Because all the major TV networks want to cover it. All these people want to come and tell their sad stories as to what their lives had been under Donald Trump for 4 years and why they are so excited to vote for Kamala Harris, a new president, the first woman president, the first black president, even though she's not black, woman of color, they are now calling her instead of black. Well, guess what? They are trying to tell us that per the polls and per this upcoming convention, that she's going to get a huge bump from. Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump. Well, now that things have changed, Trump is facing Harris. The election has undergone a reset. Harris has momentum, whether due to a brief uptick or is it a real directional change, isn't clear. The Trump team wants more debates. Well, what is Harris camp saying? You know what? We'll start with one, and then we're going to play hard to get. Well, MERS News Service put together a panel of political pundits, consultants down in Lansing. How many presidential debates will take place between the, quote, current candidates, end quote? Of course, they're all going to be watching the upcoming Democratic convention It's going to be in Chicago again starting this coming Monday. Wondered whether Harris' rise in the poll is likely to be a brief interlude or will it be an ongoing performance? For a switch, they asked the Michigan Democrats, why were they trying to put the new reform election laws regarding recounts in place before the November election? These are the questions they talked about. Well, here are some of the answers. Here's some of the dates. This is what they're looking at. So far, the Trump and Harris campaigns have agreed to one debate. It's going to be on September 10th after Labor Day. It's going to be on ABC. That, of course, is George Stephanopoulos' network. The Trump campaign wants a debate to be held on September 4th. I believe that is Labor Day weekend. They want it on Fox News. Then the September 10th debate on ABC, and a third debate on September 25th on NBC. So what did these politicos think is going to happen? Well, the somewhat Republican-leaning political consultant Jamie Rose said it's pretty clear that Harris wants to do a little off-teleprompter speaking as possible. So basically, she's going to try to avoid all the debates. I think September 10th does happen, and then nothing else. However, that may backfire on Harris. Why? Because then this would give Donald Trump all the free airtime he wants on Fox and NBC if they carry it to sell his message. Now, here's an interesting point. Why is it pushed up to September? Because of the early 45 days of absentee ballots. November 5th is the election, folks. You back it up 45 days, you're looking at basically September 20th. Trump wants NBC's to be on September 25th. Why? Because the absentee ballots supposedly go out on September 20th. They take a couple of days to get mailed, or the clerks get them out late. Well, guess what? There you go. September 25th, right when the absentee ballots come out. Labor Day this year, Monday, September 2nd. Well, Donald Trump wants the other debate on Fox News to be 2 days later, after Labor Day. Kids are back to school. You get things going on Tuesday. Well, Wednesday night, guess what? Donald Trump wants the debate, and he wants it on Fox News. Very, very interesting. And you know Fox News wants it because of the ratings. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Let's see, a couple of text messages. Let's see. I thought Biden simply said he wasn't running again. Did Kamala get the presidency on that basis? Did he step down? No. Biden is still the acting president. He just said he wasn't running for re-election. He dropped out of the race. She did not get the presidency, but she's acting like the president. She's acting like the incumbent because of Biden's mental capacity. I say they still have to do an Article 25 on him to get him removed from office if they truly want to present her as being the president. The incumbent. But that's not what has happened. And we're going to see what's going to happen at the convention this week. Is Biden going to come out on stage and announce he's resigning the office? Is that going to be part of the headlines? Is that going to be part of the news media's coverage of the convention? We'll have to wait and see. Now, another Politico, John Truscott, president and principal of Truscott Rossman. There will be just one debate. I think there will just be one debate, Truscott said. We've seen how a debate can completely upend a campaign. Many of the Harris team members were Biden team members when he debated Trump back on June 27th. They, probably have PTSDs from the Biden performance. Harris has been able to get away with not answering any questions from the media for weeks now. Do you know at these events, these rallies, these things that she does, she refuses to meet with the media to do a press conference to take questions from the media? Well, it worked for Biden back in 2020. He hid out in his basement. What rallies he did have, 10, 12, 14 people would show up. They were all sitting in those circles, remember, 6 feet apart? And Biden supposedly won. Well, is Kamala going to try to do the same tactic, but do it a different way? You see, the media is helping her carry her water. So why take the risk? Harris is basically going to hide in plain sight at rallies during her campaign. You don't debate Trump, even though they've agreed to one September 10th on ABC, but you don't agree to any more. You go to these event centers where the rumors were they actually paid people to come to get these huge numbers that they had their first rally. Oh, yeah, videotape of it. It went viral on social media. Look at this. Tens of thousands of people here for Harris Waltz at their very first joint rally. But she's not going to take any questions. She's not going to be challenged. She's not going to be asked anything. She's basically going to hide in plain sight. That's the strategy. Now, another politico, Adam Beitley, he's partner at Martin Wehmeyer, suggests, well, I actually think there'll be two debates. As things stand today, we'll have the one on September 10th and another one that will occur after that date. Of course, the Trump campaign should be seeking to debate as frequently as possible, looking for any opportunity to blunt the rocket ship that the Harris campaign is currently on. Rocket ship? Are you seriously going to compare her campaign to a rocket ship? She's had a little bit of a bump since she named her vice president. And they're heading into their convention, which will give them another slight bump. But I'm going to tell you something right now, knowing Donald Trump on September 10th, I hate to tell you this, but I think he's going to absolutely mop the floor with Harris. He will get her so razzled and so shook up. All of this confidence that she's had being out on these love fest rallies from the people that they're paying to show up, that all goes away when she faces Donald Trump one-on-one. And even with the protection of having a very left-leaning network, ABC, do the debate, you know they're going to try to cover her butt as much as possible. They'll try to turn off Trump's mic. They'll kind of try to do all kinds of things. Well, guess what? The American people are fed up with this economy. They're fed up with all the prices that we're having to pay for energy, gasoline, electricity, food prices. It's the economy, stupid. And Donald Trump did much better on the economy when he was president than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that's where he'll hammer her really hard, as well as the border. She will get razzled, frazzled, and absolutely fall apart on the debate stage. One and done is my prediction. September 10th. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation.